I just want to say good evening and God bless everybody. This is Young Proverbs with Truth Be Told, Church of the Living Christ. And here we swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth shall help us God. Amen. Today we're going to be diving in the Word of God and learning about the power of the heart. Amen. Let's start off with a little prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father God, we want to thank you tonight for your word. We want to thank you for your promises. We want to thank you for your goodness. We want to thank you for your protection over our children. We want to thank you for listening to our prayers. We want to thank you for being in the midst when we are gathered in your name. We want to thank you, dear God, for everything you continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I'm going to start off with a scripture that most of us already heard, and that's Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10. It reads, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doings," right? The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? Then he tells us, right, I, the Lord, search the heart, right? He tries us even to give each man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. He searches the heart to see what a man deserves based off of what he's done on earth, right? So we need to understand that the heart is very powerful. If that's the thing that God's going to search or examine to see what you deserve, you know, based off of what it led you to do and the fruit that you produce, you know what I'm saying, that stemmed from your heart. The heart is powerful, right? Now, this is why he tells us in Proverbs 23:26, "My son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways." Because when we delight in the ways of the Lord, our hearts will be pure. And when it's pure, it helps us to do the things that God approves, right? It helps us to be fruitful, right? And produce good fruit at that. Amen. So the heart is powerful and we must give it to God and let, you know, our eyes delight in his ways, right? And that's how we have a pure heart. So we could stay away from things that, you know, distract us, so that could call us to fall away. And we'll learn about that right now as we continue to read. But right now we got to the part where the heart is deceitful above all things, and God searches the heart to see what each man deserves based off of his ways and the fruit he produced while on earth, right? And he tells us also in Proverbs 23:26, "My son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways," right? When we give him our hearts, we learn to love what he loves and hate what he hates. Hallelujah. The thing is, my brothers and sisters, that when we give our hearts to God, when we choose to just lay down our lives and follow Jesus Christ, when we choose to give up everything because we realize that that's the only way to be a worthy disciple, and we just put everything in his hands and we just choose to live the rest of our lives, you know, with him leading the way. Hallelujah. We learn to love the things he loves, and the things that he hates, we then start to hate them too, right? And that's how we let our eyes delight in the ways of the Lord, right? So we could keep our hearts pure, right? And that's why our hearts are pure, powerful, and we must keep them pure, because based off of what the heart is, pure or wicked, that's the type of fruit you're going to produce, either good fruit or wicked fruit. You want a pure heart to produce pure fruit, my brothers and sisters. Now, let's continue to read on why that's even important, right? Now, Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." And the truth is, it's because that the way of a man seems right to himself, but in the end, it only leads to death. Hallelujah. We must follow the ways of the Lord, because the ways of a man seem right to himself, but in the end, they only lead to death. We must trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. We must believe in the promises of God and have hope in what the Bible tells us, you know, that comes with people that put all of their trust and their whole life in the hands of God, right? Which is eternal salvation in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. We could trust today in the Lord with all of our hearts and not lean on our own understanding, with confidence that everything's going to be okay. Hallelujah. Because God is a word keeper, a miracle worker, a way maker, right? He's the one that we can have confidence in. Man has betrayed us, stabbed us in the back, lied to us, persecuted us, you know what I'm saying, rejected us. But one thing about the Lord is that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he's a promise keeper. Hallelujah. We thank God today for his beautiful word and his promises that he gave us to keep our hope and our faith strengthened into what's to come for those who continue to work according to what delights him. Hallelujah. So we need to also understand right now that not only is the heart powerful, but it's dangerous. You could either fill it with the love of God, or you could fill it with the love of self. The love of self will give birth to sin. The love of God will give birth to righteousness, which leads to eternal life. Hallelujah. So, once again, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, because the ways of a man seems right to himself, but in the end, they only lead to death. When we truly love God, having Christ and fellowship with the Holy Spirit becomes treasure to us, you know, which makes it easier to love worshiping God by following his son, Jesus Christ. Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Hallelujah. When God becomes your treasure, you know, you have that one thing that you guard, you love, you collect, and you have a passion to keep and to store and to brag about. That should be Jesus. That should be the love you have for God. That should be the love you have for righteousness. Hallelujah. That should be your treasure, the things of the Lord, the things that please and that God delights in. Hallelujah. That should be your treasure, so that when people, you know, find your treasure, they find the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You know, there's a lot of things that we cherish on earth and we consider treasures, and they're earthly. They shall fade away. What should be our treasure should be the things that are eternal, things that are promising, you know, eternal life and salvation, protection, healing, and guidance. You know what I'm saying? And something better after this, right? That right there is Jesus Christ. He is what's worthy of being our treasure today. Hallelujah. God is my treasure, my brothers and sisters. That is my most valued portion of myself, is the God in me. Hallelujah. There is nothing more valuable than the love of God that I possess than anything else I could possibly have in this world. You know? And that's what the mind and the passion we should have, amen, as pure men and women of God, right? Now, I want you to understand that Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it, right? Everything you do comes from your heart. If you have a good heart, you're going to do good. If you have a bad heart, you're going to do bad. We must fill it with the love of God so we could be righteous and we could do good things, because everything flows from the heart, right? So we have to fill it with purity and the love of God so we could reflect God on earth with our bodies, and we could reflect Jesus Christ with our actions and our doings, so we could then produce holy fruit. Hallelujah. Right? But if we fill it with the things of this world, we get entangled in civilian affairs. We then produce more and more worldliness and more ungodliness, right? That's not what we want to do. We want to create more godliness and, you know, decrease the numbers of those who are worldly. Hallelujah. Because we can in Jesus' name. God gave us power on earth, man. He gave us dominion. It's about time we start shaking the devil's sanctuary, right? We start letting him know that his time is short. Not only does he know that, because he's starting to do more escalating, you know, activities, and more demonic frequencies are raising all around us, and lawlessness is abounding. The love of many is waxing cold. The great falling away has happened. The son of perdition is being revealed. And we see all of these things happening that also should be what strengthens us as men and women of God, of righteousness, of light, of purity, right? To understand that your time is up, my boy. You understand what I'm saying? You could keep huffing and puffing, but there are few of us that know that you ain't who you say you are, and your time is short, and you ain't gonna have your way here no more. Hallelujah, right? We need to stand up as bold men and women. The Bible says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. A lion will fight 100 hyenas by himself. You understand what I'm saying? A lion is the most courageous, most respected animal in the whole jungle. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. Understand that we are to stand firm on the word of God. We are to be like Peter in Acts 4 when they told him to stop preaching. And he said, wait, you think that I fear you or I'm going to stop? No. At the end of the day, y'all could only kill the body, but God, who I'm serving and who I'm here preaching and representing, could kill my body and my soul in hell for eternity. You understand what I'm saying? We got to have that boldness at the end of the day that comes with being a child of God, so we can stand firm in the testing and the trials, so we can quench them fiery darts when they come. We wouldn't need armor if we weren't in a war, and a war is not something to be chilling or, you know what I'm saying, be lacking in. We are in a battle. We need to stand firm. We need to be ready to fight, and we need to keep fighting as part of running the race, right? Now, once again, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. It's easy to sin when you don't have Christ in your heart, but with Christ, it's easy for your ways to be what delights the Father. Amen? Listen, David was a man after God's own heart, and we can learn from him. In this psalm, he begs God for a pure heart because he understood the power of having a pure heart. Psalms 51:10 reads, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Hallelujah. David was a man after God's own heart. He begged God just to be sure. He said, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Steadfast means a spirit that doesn't waver, it don't move. You could try to push it over, it won't budge. Wavering, it won't waver at all, praise God. A spirit that's loyal, hallelujah. That's what it actually means when you look up what the steadfast means. And David said, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. That's one that don't waver, it won't shake. You know what I'm saying? It cannot be moved, right? One that's loyal to God. Hallelujah. We could learn from David once again. Having Christ in our hearts manifests the peace also that surpasses all understanding. That peace will guard our minds and help keep us from wavering in the spirit. Amen. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which transcends all carnal and earthly understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That peace comes from having a pure heart. We're going to confirm that because it says in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. When you have a pure heart, you gain a peace that comforts you and that gives you strength to not be troubled or afraid in these trying times. You know, he doesn't give to us like the world gives to us. He gives us stuff that he knows can help us and that would, you know, benefit us in ways we don't even know ourselves, because he is God. All we could do is thank him for doing that and just follow his instructions so that we could be led to heaven. Amen. It says the heart is powerful, and if we keep Christ in it, God promises to give us the desires of our hearts, which is the place Jesus said he's going to prepare for us and where we will be with him also. It's that eternal life promise and being resurrected on that day of judgment. Amen. And being told, good job, my faithful servant. You may enter the kingdom, right? Psalms 37:4, never stop dreaming. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart, right? So we want to thank God for all of these promises upon promises. When we have a pure heart, we get peace. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be troubled by anything, you know, and we could take delight in the Lord because he will give us those desires of our heart, which is to be with him in heaven for eternity and to be resurrected, right? Because when he becomes in your heart, you and you love the things of God, you love his promises, and his promises promise us that we will have eternal life if we follow his son and we continue to do what pleases him. Amen. So those desires are the desire to be with Christ and the Father in heaven for eternity and to be resurrected and to live forever, right? He will give us those desires of our hearts, right? We could take delight in the Lord in these promises when we have a pure heart. Amen. The heart is so powerful and we must be careful to guard it, and we must keep it filled with Christ and keep it pure so we could produce good fruit and we could continue to walk with the Lord and have his blessings over our life and over our children. We don't want to pray and not be heard. We want to be able to pray, hallelujah, for our children and know that our children are being protected and healed by God in those times when the devil tries us and our kids are going through something. We want that power of God to be manifested at the quickness of a gathering. Hallelujah. Not pray and nothing happen because we're living in sin, right? And we don't have pure hearts and we not really doing what pleases God or doing what delights him, right? Right? We fooling ourselves, and that's not good. It's selfish, because our kids need the power behind our prayers, you know, and it's those prayers that have power in them that, you know, help so many people in this world. And you know, God uses those powerful prayers to work his miracles. Hallelujah. Right. And to move on behalf of the righteous man or woman, because the praise of a righteous man avails much. Right. We must be righteous. We must be pure. We must guard our hearts and keep it that way so we could continue to have that power, especially when we pray over our children. Hallelujah. The goal is to purify our hearts to the point like David, we can confidently and boldly tell God to examine our hearts and our minds so he can see that it's truly pure. Psalms 26:2, David did just that. He said, test me, Lord, and try me, examine my heart and my mind. David was confident in himself that he has purified his heart, and he told God, test his heart, test his mind. and see for himself that it's pure, because it's possible. And he understood the power of having a pure heart, right? Now, understand that, you know, it's important to choose a pure heart over a wicked one, because in the days of Noah, there was nothing on the heart of man but wickedness, and that just got them a bunch of death. But Noah had a pure heart, and it earned him life in abundance, right? So we see, you know, examples in the Bible of, you know, the benefits of having a pure heart versus having a wicked heart. In the days of Noah, there was nothing on the heart of man but wickedness, on the heart of man but wickedness. So having a wicked heart, you know, is what's going to end up destroying you. You understand what I'm saying? But when you have a pure heart, you know, you shall inherit the earth. You know what I'm saying? You shall be given life in abundance, like Noah, who had a pure heart and who did inherit the earth and who was given life in abundance. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. My brothers and sisters, today, I hope you bore with me to this point on the power of the heart. You know, it says once again in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Keep your heart pure and you will see God. That's a promise, right? Letting Christ into our hearts helps us keep it pure so we can control our bodies, because everything flows from the heart, like we just read. And having our hands clean secures what, you know, when we keep our hands clean is very important, because people don't understand. There's actually a scripture, right, that says having our hands cleaned is what secures us ascending from the mountain of the Lord and entering into the holy kingdom, right? And we actually read this in Psalms 24:3-4. It says, who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart. Look at that, my brothers and sisters. Again, a pure heart. Having a pure heart, which, you know, leads to your doings being righteous, which allows you to have clean hands to begin with, right? Those are the type of people who will ascend from the mountain of the Lord. Hallelujah. Who will stand in his holy place, right? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. Talk about the power of the heart. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to end this with a prayer. I hope you guys got, you know, the importance of having a pure heart and also the power of the heart and the dangers of not having a pure heart, right? Because the heart, everything flows from it. We must fill it with God so we could be godly and do the things that God delights in, right? And produce good fruit. But if we fall in love with ourselves and we fill our heart with the things of the world, then we're only going to produce carnal things, right? And that's not what God delights in. You know, we must understand that we are not of this world. And God says also in the commandments to love him with all your mind, body, and soul, right? And all of our heart. So today I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to fill your heart with Christ. Let him come in and dine with you so he could make it pure, and your pure heart will give birth to good fruit. Amen. And that's what pleases the Lord. Hallelujah. Which will secure our spot in that place that Jesus prepared for us. And also, you know, give us confidence that we will see God. Because once again, it says in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Now, I'm going to read this last scripture. It's Psalms 19:14. It says, O Lord, my rock, may these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Hallelujah. May God see that our hearts are pure today, and may he be delighted when he sees that they are pure. And may we be, you know, secure and confident that we will see God as long as we keep our hearts pure and we guard it from everything that's unclean. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm going to pray this out. I hope this touched some of y'all and y'all got something from it. The power of the heart, the dangers of it, and the importance of keeping it pure. Hallelujah. Oh, dear Heavenly Father God, I hope that many people will reach with your word that you give me. Dear God, I hope that many are blessed with the revelations of the power of the heart, and many are actually understanding the importance of actually knowing that it's that it is essential to keep it pure, dear God. I pray that many homes felt your love today. I pray that many homes have, you know, felt your Holy Spirit tonight, dear God. I pray that many homes, you know, get more hungry for your word, dear Lord. Your word brings life to our bones. Your word is so refreshing, dear God. Your word is like a fresh coffee every morning. Hallelujah. It's like I just love to wake up and have your word and taste your word because it's so good. Just like, you know, how people wake up and like to have a fresh cup of coffee and that's what wakes them up. Your word wakes me up. It's like a fresh, you know, water on my face. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with your word today, dear God. We honor you, we love you, and we thank you for your word, and we just want to grow in your love, dear God. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. I hope you guys have a beautiful night, and God bless your children. If anybody has any prayer requests, please send them in. You guys could DM me either on Facebook or Instagram, and I will pray for your children, and God will answer those prayers. Hallelujah. And everything will be okay. If you're going through a tough time, keep your head up. Stay strong, you know, and just keep trusting God because he's never late. And sometimes he tries us and he allows us to be tested and tried in ways we don't understand. But he's the author and finisher of our faith, and he has faith that we will overcome and we won't give up. Like he had faith in Job when he allowed Satan to have his way. He had faith. He knew that Job, my son, won't fold under pressure. And sometimes he allows us to go through things because he knows we're not going to fold. But it's for our well-being. Amen. So y'all stay strong. It's Young Proverbs. Truth be told, Church of the Living Christ. And here we swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. So help us God. God bless y'all. I'll see y'all next week.